This piece was brought to you by Hearst Ranch, HearstRanch.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
What is it about men in tight pants bashing into each other that makes us hungry for nachos? For most Americans, Super Bowl Sunday is a day filled with watching football and eating some of the unhealthiest foods on the planet. It's an excuse to gorge on food such as pizza, jalapeno poppers, barbecue, chips, beer, and corn dogs. The more fried, the better. For some, Super Bowl Sunday provides a challenge to come up with extreme junk food concoctions, such as 47-layer dip, brownie dessert pizza, football-shaped cheese topped with bacon, and mini football stadiums built entirely out of junk food. The media only adds to the junk food frenzy. Super Bowl commercials of past have advertised Doritos, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Snickers, Budweiser, and Taco Bell. Even the First Lady, a poster woman for healthy eating, gets into the spirit. In 2011, she served craft beer, bratwurst, kielbasa, cheeseburgers, deep dish pizza, and buffalo wings with sides of German potato salad, twice-baked potatoes, and assorted chips and dips. Mrs. Obama defended her choices by saying, quote, "I think I've always been very consistent on that front because that's how I live my life. It's about balance. It's always about balance," end quote. At Heritage Radio Network, we agree with the philosophy of balance and moderation. While overindulging on Super Bowl Sunday may be an American tradition, studies have shown that one very high-fat meal could affect your cardiac function. Kristen Kilpatrick, wellness manager and dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic, says that people are likely to eat 44% more when they're distracted, making a Super Bowl party a perfect storm for an unhealthy night. While it may feel like those calories don't count because it's a holiday, they do. And while we believe it's okay to indulge once in a while, keep in perspective that fried foods should be consumed in moderation. And hey, maybe throw in a carrot or two. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Born Slippy Tongue by Boyfriend and Chrono. Thanks for listening.